Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Owen Brown, who is the CEO and co-founder of Davo Technologies. Owen, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having us, Karen. Thank you.
So you are an innovator in the B2B space, and my first question for you is an obvious one. What problems do you solve in that space? There are lots of them to solve, and who are you solving them for?
Okay, well, we are Davo Technologies, and our premier product is Davo Sales Tax, which is the automated sales tax solution for merchants and states alike. Now, sales tax is a recurring problem for all merchants, large and small, but our focus is solving the problems for your small brick-and-mortar merchants. These 5.2 million odd merchants, and then add on to that your micro merchants, really are underserviced in this field. And so Davo determined that we would bring our sales tax solution to these small merchants and benefit them by giving them an automated process that basically solves multiple pain points for them.
So what do they do now? It's obviously a requirement that they collect sales tax. What makes it so complicated? Why is this market so underserved? How do they do it today?
Currently, merchants are pretty much on their own, especially small merchants. They either file and pay by themselves, opening themselves up to potential liability if they file or pay incorrectly or not at all. And they avail themselves sometimes to bookkeepers or accountants. My guess is that bookkeepers run $40 to $50 an hour, accountants $75 to $100 an hour. Davo's automated solution is priced really optimally for the small merchants at approximately $30 per month.
So basically, you just connect into their point of sale and make it a very easy process. Now, do you automate the payment too, or are you just automating what they need to pay?
Yes, and that's the important point, Karen. We are a payment company, okay? That's what differentiates us from others in the field. And so one of the major pain points that we help the small merchant with is actually cash management. Because we impound their sales tax daily, there's never a chance for a cash shortfall for the merchant. You know, as you may know, sales tax is commingled along with all the other revenues, and then when it's deposited at the settlement to a merchant's bank account. And many merchants fall into the trap of utilizing the sales tax revenues for operating expenses, and then all of a sudden at the end of the month when it's time to pay, they find that they don't actually have it on hand. Davo's process, we integrate with a merchant's point of sale and or their back-end accounting package. And we pull their summary data on a daily basis, which enables us to automatically impound, if you will, or collect the merchant sales tax on a daily basis for them. And then we file and pay automatically as well.
So governments must like you too.
Well, the governments, we've only begun just speaking with them. We wanted to get somewhat of a footprint in many states first before we started pursuing a deeper relationship with the states, because our ultimate objective is to provide our solution to merchants for free, actually, where the states white label our product, roll it out voluntarily to small merchants across the state, and in return for, in the merchant side, they're not going to have to ever file again, they wouldn't have to ever execute payment again, and in return for that, the states would collect their sales tax revenue daily, and actually we can orchestrate that so it doesn't even pass through the merchant's bank account through our patented process.
That's very interesting and a very disruptive business model innovation that you're layering, obviously, on top of the software layer that you've wrapped around your capabilities. That is very interesting because, of course, the state would love to have their cash flow managed on a daily basis as well.
Right, and again, the key to our patented process is that we actually involve ourselves in settlement, and that's why I say we're in the payment business and not the accounting business, but we involve ourselves in settlement so we can actually have the sales tax split off prior to it ever being deposited into a merchant's bank account. From the state standpoint, that is a great advantage because there's no chance for merchant intercession. And from the merchant standpoint, it's actually really beneficial because there's no emotional attachment to collecting $100 per day, for example, and then writing a check for $3,000 at the end of the month, which many merchants find very difficult to do.
Sure. Well, it does add up. So that's what makes the $100 not so painful on a daily basis. $3,000, it is a painful process. You sort of forget that it accumulates. Let me ask you a question. Why did you start with brick and mortar? I mean, this is obviously a problem for merchants of all kinds.
Right. So most of the other players, if you will, in the field have dedicated themselves to the e-commerce and internet solution. So for one, that's the side of the business that really has the predominant competition. And, you know, most of them are superb taxability lookup engines. They're all accounting firms that came up with a technological solution. We're more of a technology company in the payment space with a sales tax solution. Amongst others, we actually can optimize any payee-payor relationship, compressing time down from a 30-day, 60-day, or 90-day, you know, cycle down to 1 day because of the way we approach the integration with point-of-sale and back-end accounting packages, our interaction with the payments process. But we went to help the small brick-and-mortar merchants because they really weren't being helped. And we thought that this would be a great solution to make their lives easier. Quite frankly, I mean, we like to solve problems. I've always liked to solve problems. My business partner as well. And he started out as a small merchant in the restaurant space. And he realized that he had this problem. He was experiencing cash shortfalls on a monthly basis. You run a restaurant, say there's a window breaks, or you have to fix a refrigerator or something, and you use your sales tax. I mean, you're not going to close the restaurant down. So he had the presence of mind to actually start thinking about how could I efficiently optimize my own situation, knowing that I'm going to fall into this trap over and over again. So when we built our company, our goal was to actually provide this solution to the small brick and mortar merchants who really were, nobody else was really looking at that side of the equation.
Interesting. I was going to ask you how you got the idea to develop such a very narrowly niche solution, which obviously has a tremendous impact on both state's ability to collect and merchants' ability to pay, but you just answered my question. What other use cases do you see for your technology? You mentioned that you can solve any payee-payor problem in a matter of, you know, a day. What other applications are you using your technology and problem to solve for?
Right, that's a good question. There are many iterations of our process. One that comes to mind and a product that we're going to be rolling out before the end of the year is Dotto Franchise Pay. So franchisors collect franchise royalty and advertising fees from their franchisees. Now, for the larger franchisors like Subway and McDonald's, there's no problem with collection. But with the smaller franchisors, of which there are 2,700 that have 125 franchisees or less, they do have a problem collecting their franchise royalty and advertising fees on time and in full. And I've heard from many of them that, you know, the proverbial check is in the mail, or they're actually getting paid by credit card, believe it or not. So a solution like Dabo's would work actually even easier for us to implement than is the sales tax solution because there's no filing requirements with state government. In this case, you would just be taking your franchise royalty and advertising fee from your gross sales on a daily basis and sending them over to the franchisor on a daily basis.
Wow.
Another iteration that came to our attention was merchant utilities. Now, that sounds like an odd equation for us, but merchants in many states now have smart meters where the utility companies know exactly how much they owe on a daily basis. And the utilities build into their pricing a risk model for late payment, underpayment, no payment, things along those lines. So they came to us, this one utility company in the state of Maine, and said, you know, this would be perfect for our merchants that if they voluntarily signed up, we could actually lower their rate because we know that we'd be getting our money every day. In addition, merchants with a poor credit rating usually have to put up some amount of money, like $1,000 in escrow, even in order to get their utilities turned on. So should a merchant be on Davos platform and they have poor credit, they would probably not need to put up a bond, if you will, or an escrow, because the security company would. So those are just two iterations that we thought of where we can optimize the payee-payer relationship, benefiting both sides.
Interesting. So the concept of cash flow and cash flow management is really what you're solving for through, you know, these very specific use cases that in some cases have a government requirement compliance element to it, and on the other hand have a risk mitigation aspect to it, like the example you just gave with either a new merchant that doesn't necessarily have credit or one that may not have Sterling credit and yet still needs to have services performed. Very interesting.
Exactly. Thank you.
So you've given us a little peek into what's next. You guys have been around for how long now, since 2011?
Well, we began the company actually a long time ago. We applied for a patent, believe it or not, back in 2001 on this process. And a continuation in part, which is another patent that's basically on top of the original one, we prosecuted the initial patent for quite some time and ultimately gave it up. The continuation in part was the superior patent, and that one, we actually got the patent done and executed and allowed back in 2010. So yes, basically we launched the company, if you will, in 2011, the end of 2011, and we've been building our technology from the ground up ever since, and we actually launched our company with pre-revenue up until February 20th of this year. We just launched our product on February 20th, Davo Sales Tech, which is our premier product, and we launched it in conjunction with First Data.
Well, I was going to ask you how you get distribution. So you must work through the acquirers to actually become a bundled part of what they push out to their merchants.
We have a few different go-to-market strategies, but they all are dependent upon our channel partners. So acquirers are a primary channel partner of ours, where we believe, or they believe, that we are a value-added service that complements their underlying customer value proposition and adds value to their offering. So we launched with First Data, who owns Clover, a cloud-based POS system, where we took Davo and turned it into an app, which is in their, you know, their marketplace. We intend to work with other acquirers that might find Davo to also be a value-added service to offer to their merchants. We intend to work with various point-of-sale companies. Davo hopefully will be embedded in their services and offered to their potential merchants when they want to acquire them. And a very strong channel of ours, well, theoretically, Karen, is your small to mid-sized payroll companies. And the reason why we find that channel so appealing is because small to mid-sized payroll companies, they're usually on a first-name basis with their merchants. And again, they've been doing payroll for a few years. And so it might be very easy for the owner of such a payroll service to call one of his or her customers and say, hey, I've been doing payroll for you for 3 years. Why don't you let me do your sales tax for $29.99 a month? What do you need a headache for? So we think there's a strong possibility, a high probability acquisition rate coming from that channel partner relationship.
Yeah, I would also think that, you know, some of the banking relationships could be potentially very interesting as well, because, you know, depending upon the size of the merchant, there may be a banker that does business with those particular merchants who may also be a channel. And of course, banks are looking for lots of different ways to remain close to their small business customers in spite of the fact that they haven't necessarily lent to them a lot these last few years.
Exactly. And so we're cultivating relationships with many merchant services departments of major banks for that reason exactly. So that when a merchant comes into a merchant services department and says, okay, set me up with a checking account and I need a point of sale and I need processing, they could also turn around and say, well, would you like us to do your sales tax for you for $30 a month? That would be a service that I would think that most merchants would have a very quick yes or no answer to.
Sure.
Not a loyalty program. Most merchants kind of know whether they want to give that, you know, off to a third party or not. So I think it's a good option for a merchant services representative to be able to offer to their customers.
Yeah, sure. You're eliminating a headache. Well, Owen, it's really been interesting to get to understand what the services are that you provide to small merchants and also, you know, other related stakeholders in this ecosystem. It'll be interesting to see how your thoughts around business model evolution on the sales tax side of your business evolves, because I think that could actually be potentially very game-changing and certainly very sticky for your company. But thanks for taking a few minutes to get us acquainted with what you do, and best of luck.
Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate that. I'll leave you with one final thought. When it comes to sales tax arena, our goal is really to do for sales tax what ADP and Paychex did for payroll. If you think about how they work behind the scenes, and people don't really think about their payroll anymore, especially small merchants, you know, that's where we're attempting to go with our product, just to provide that solution seamlessly, automatically, and passively for our merchants, for our customers.
Yeah. So you become very visible by being invisible for the merchants you serve.
That's a great way to say it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Owen, thanks again. We'll look forward to staying in touch as you grow the business. Thank you.
Thank you so much.